Thank you for having me. Buprenorphine prescription patterns among New York City residents across a six-year time period, 2008 to 2013. So some background, opioid misuse and its associated health consequences have increased nationally and locally in New York City in the past decade. And in New York City, unintentional drug poisoning or overdose is one of the leading causes of premature death. In 2013, approximately 77% of all of our unintentional drug poisoning deaths involved opioids, which included heroin, methadone, or opioid analgesics. So medication-assisted treatment, or MAT, methadone or buprenorphine, are important tools in reducing opioid, in treating opioid dependence disorders and opioid health consequences. Buprenorphine is a partial opioid agonist medication used to treat opioid use disorders in a physician's office. And the Drug Addiction Treatment Act of 2000, or DATA, allowed this to happen. Buprenorphine can be prescribed by a primary care physician if they're waivered, and it can be filled at a pharmacy. Currently, in the United States, in March 2015, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued three priority areas to address the consequences of opioid use: judicious prescribing, naloxone distribution, and increased access to MAT. In 2013, 14,000 New York City residents filled at least one buprenorphine prescription. The objective of our study was to describe demographic characteristics and buprenorphine filling patterns among New York City residents across a six-year time period. We used our New York State Prescription Monitoring Program. Our Prescription Monitoring Program sits within the State Department of Health. They provide New York City a subset, a de-identified data set with unique identifiers, truncated dates, so only month and year, truncated zip code. And for this exact analysis, we focused on buprenorphine naloxone hydrochloride prescriptions, or Suboxone, prescriptions filled by New York City residents. And we looked at gender, age, borough of residence, and payment method. And the prescription level, we looked at dose, day supply, and months of use. So across the six-year time period, approximately 440,000 buprenorphine prescriptions were filled by 36,000 New York City residents. The median dose was about 16 milligrams, and the median duration was 3 months. In this graphic here, I've displayed the rates for prescriptions filled per capita, and that's rates per 100,000 residents. And we see that over time, males fill more buprenorphine prescriptions than females. In 2013, that rate was about 3 times higher among males and females. And by age group, we saw that New Yorkers aged 45 to 54 filled buprenorphine prescriptions at the highest rates, and that's the green line up above. But we see that the highest rates following are among younger populations, those aged 25 to 44. It's to note that among all age groups, the rates have been increasing over time. When we look at insurance type, this was the most commonly used insurance paid for buprenorphine prescriptions. We collapsed public insurance to include Medicare, Medicaid, we saw that 54% of prescriptions were primarily filled by commercial insurance, followed by less than a third with public insurance. Very few prescriptions were paid from cash, and very little from workers' compensation. When we look at the duration of the time that people filled prescriptions across the six-year time period, we saw that approximately 40% of residents actually only filled a prescription for 1 month. And then when we looked at that again for 2 months, 12%. So really, about 50% of the population fill only 1 to 2 buprenorphine prescriptions. Very few, 15%, fill over a year. There are limitations to this data. We do not have any diagnosis information. Therefore, we cannot discern whether or not this was prescribed for pain or opioid dependence treatment. However, we did limit this data set to buprenorphine naloxone hydrochloride or Suboxone prescriptions, which we feel are for opioid dependence treatment. Full date is needed to understand overlapping prescriptions. As I mentioned before, we only receive the month and the year. The implications of looking at this data really is that PNP data is a rich data source to understand patterns of buprenorphine prescriptions. Future research is needed to understand why patients are not retained in care, and extending length of time is a critical public health objective. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Denise Payon, our Assistant Commissioner, Shivani Mantha, Michelle Nolan, and Arpi Terzian. And my contact information.
Time for questions. Any questions?
What's it mean that people only bill for a month? Is it the assumption there that they're cured and done, or that they're relapsing back into abuse? Or?
It maybe means that they just weren't ready to either continue, they come in and then they tried it and it didn't work for them.
Is that shorter than you would expect if it was for the purpose of waiting off of an addiction?
Yes. I mean, I don't think there's any real treatment recommendations. Like, I think the one treatment prescription, I think, is pointing the fact that people are just going for detox. And so I think further research is needed to look at the long-term use or for buprenorphine specifically. Thank you.
Thank you.